How about these Occupy Wall Street protesters, huh? The gall of these people. Here they are, 99%ers, screaming for a larger share of profits, of pensions, of the wealth of the country. Seems to me like 99 bullies on a playground ganging up on one skinny guy. So okay, the skinny dude drives a Maserati and owns a yacht with a helicopter on deck. Still one against 99. Un-American, you ask me. Here's this captain of industry, steering through the treacherous seas of economic instability, trying his damnedest to keep wages low and profits high, and along come the very people who wish they had his job, his very tough job, demanding that his hard-earned money gets divvied up among folks who didn't struggle through Yale or Harvard business schools, who have no idea the cost or the sacrifice these titans have made, the years driving second-hand Lexuses or living in gated communities with no club memberships or privileges. You hear a lot of wailing and moaning that they bought off Congress. What did they expect, being outvoted 99-1? The CEOs just want a level playing field. Simple as that. These protesters whine that the Supreme Court has given corporations the same freedom of speech as they have. They're anti-freedom, plain as a nose on your face. They blubber on about executive bonuses and golden parachutes and $100 million retirement packages when it's their own pension funds that are underfunded, dragging the company bottom line down. Class warfare is what these crybabies want. Communism is their end. The end of America is what they'll get. Turn on a TV, you 99ers. American Idol, $1 million jackpot, I married a millionaire, the lottery ads. Hey, this is the American dream, pal, the one you can believe in. 1%, brother. We can't all be Bill Gates. So shut up and be glad you live in a country where you can dream of his riches. And know this, you helped get him there, all 99 of you. That pyramid scheme is what makes America great, dummy. You didn't think it was democracy, did you?